Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and now India has reported the highest single-day spike of over 13,500 fresh COVID cases. We have also recorded over 300 deaths. Let's come to the updates on India. We are hearing that now Go Air will start its operations for the first time for the Vande Bharat mission. It is the third private carrier to assist in the repatriation process, and over 330 deaths in the past 24 hours, according to the Health Ministry's update. When we talk about the cases statewise, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections, followed by Tamil Nadu with over 52,300 cases. Delhi has over 49,900 cases, and Gujarat over 25,600 cases. 2.5 lakh Indians have returned to India after launch of Vande Bharat mission, is what Ministry of External Affairs has reported. Apart from that, Go Air will operate first Vande Bharat mission flight. It is the third private carrier to assist in a repatriation process. China acts on India border meant to take advantage of COVID distractions, is what US officials have said. We are seeing tensions at the LAC. And, you know, this is the third standoff, which was actually violent in the recent months that we are looking at. Also, a high-powered committee was set up by the Union Minister Amit Shah that has recommended fixing the cost of COVID-19 isolation bed in private hospitals in Delhi in the range of ₹8,000 to ₹10,000, and an ICU bed with a ventilator at ₹15,000 to ₹18,000 per day, is what the Home Ministry said. Also, the Supreme Court has asked the government, the centre, to set up a percentage for the testing also, if you talk about states. Two employees at Toyota Motors plant in Karnataka have tested positive for COVID-19. The auto major has notified saying that they had resumed production at the plant on May 26th after weeks of a lockdown. And again, they had to temporarily shut it because of the confirmed cases. No fresh cases have been confirmed in Mizoram in the past 24 hours. The Maharashtra government has now told the Bombay High Court on Friday that it had come up with a set of draft guidelines for providing medical safeguards to prison inmates across the state in view of the COVID-19 outbreak. Also, BMC Commissioner has issued notification on 13th June that says that no positive test report shall be shared by the lab with the patient directly. Lab has to share the report only with the MCGM, and then the person will share it with the patient. Karnataka Chief Minister's office cum residence in Bangalore was shut for sanitation on Friday after an employee's relative was tested positive for coronavirus. Also, in view of the rising cases in the city, New Delhi government will rope in NGOs and civil society organizations, NCC, NSS cadets and scouts for survey of coronavirus suspects and basically surveillance and management of isolation cases. One in every five consumers surveyed in Mumbai and Bengaluru is feeling anxious and barely coping when it comes to finances as a result of COVID-19. This is what a report has claimed, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of you might be anxious about your finances. Nearly 64% of consumers that were surveyed concerned about their mental health, a Swiss COVID-19 consumer survey has showed. Let's come to the update on Delhi's Minister Satendra Jain being shifted to Saket's Max Hospital, where he's being administered for plasma therapy for COVID-19. Also, as per the latest report by ANI, the health minister of Delhi is actually, the condition is deteriorating, oxygen levels are going down, and he has been shifted to the ICU. He has also been diagnosed with pneumonia, is what, you know, official reports are suggesting us. A new study has found that the use of face mask and eye protection and maintaining a physical distancing is a lot more effective way to control the spread than face shields in reducing the chances of transmission. Also, UP has recorded a single-day spike with over 800 COVID cases. Now it has over 16,500 cases so far. Also, now a new study is suggesting that blood type and genes are tied to risk of severe COVID-19. So basically, a person's blood type and other genetic factors may be linked to the severity of the infection, according to European researchers who are looking to further, study the virus and further clues about why COVID-19 hit some people harder than the other. So the findings were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, suggesting people with type A blood have a higher risk of being infected with the coronavirus and developing worse symptoms. With that, let's move on to the global updates. The number of people who died from COVID in France rose by 28 to over 29,000 on June 18th. The same increase was seen on Wednesday, but the number of new confirmed cases also went up to a five-day high. So those cases rose by over 460 to reach at 158,000. The figure is showing that the daily average of 440 was seen in the last 7 days. Also, UK coronavirus alert downgraded from level 4 to 3. The UK's coronavirus alert we are talking about has gone down, a move that was hailed by the government as a big moment in its pandemic fight. So under level 3 or 5 level alert system, the virus is now considered to be in general circulation and therefore allow for a gradual relaxation of restrictions to ease to lockdown further. Also, South Asians are at greater risk of dying from COVID-19 when hospitalized with pre-existing diabetes as the biggest factor behind the higher death rate. So a new UK study has revealed this on Friday that the ethnicity and outcomes from COVID-19 is among the most comprehensive ethnicity-related studies involving 27 institutions, including universities and public health organizations across UK, and over 30,000 people admitted to 260 hospitals. Let's come to the epicenter. Mainland China has reported 32 new cases and 25 of them is in Beijing. So we know that Beijing is now, in fears of experiencing second wave in China. Also, sixth Chinese COVID-19 vaccine trial has been launched. It's by Clover Biopharmaceuticals, which have launched the sixth vaccine. Germany's Disease Control Center reported the highest daily increase in COVID cases in a month as positive tests from the outbreak at a slaughterhouse enter the statistics. So we are talking about the institute which listed over 770 new cases, taking its total tally since the start of the outbreak to over 188,000. It was the biggest daily increase since May 20th. Also, some of the routes on which airline charge has become the highest in May, you should visit the Money Control website to find out on that. When it allowed resumption of flights, the government laid down two conditions. The first was related to the restrictions on fare, both lower and upper, and the second was limiting the flights that could be operated. So the detailed take is there for you to see on the Money Control website and app. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all suggestions and feedbacks, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com.